people. Stop letting your damn kids punk you.
My name is Deontay Livingston, and I'm a black man. It ain't no secret that white people don't know how to beat their damn kids. But all that can change if you purchase my 8-DVD box set entitled Beat Your Kid. Here are some of the techniques that you will learn.
The dual-wielding belt slinger. The one-handed dual-belt slinger. And my personal favorite, the Kunta Kinte beat your ass like a runaway slave belt slinger. Results!
The disclaimer has been identified on security footage in the last Blockbuster video, swapping the children's DVDs with what is believed to be hardcore animal pornography. The disclaimer will inform you that you might be subjected to foul language, poor taste, unqualified legal advice, and a general desire not to live on this planet anymore in the audio that immediately follows the disclaimer. If you are a public figure, aspiring politician, or have a desire to have a career, then you should disconnect now. In fact, no one should listen to this ever. The disclaimer has been inviting people over, and all of them have been calling me sir. And now for your host, a man who has been searching for drugs to fix his beady eye syndrome, RU486.
Beady eyes, eh? That's why I'm not allowed anywhere near primary school. Thanks for just thinking Watership Down. It's a really, really bad choice for children to watch. Skateboard, that actually was a thing. When I'm old enough to have rented DVDs and VHSs, and at my local video store at the time, Watership Down was labeled in the children's section. I shit you not. Anyway, it is Saturday, Sunday, slide the pants into the off position. It's time to do the I Have Nothing show again.
And let's have a moment of silence. That will be the last time we do the zipper.
Oh, we said we're going to keep it in.
I thought you didn't like it.
I held it together today. Come on, man. I've been practicing all fucking morning, and now I fucked it up because I had it. God damn it.
Wait. How do you practice not being interrupted by a zipper? Do you have, like, Madman over there with an extra pair of jeans in your ear and just, you know, working the zipper?
Look, there comes a time in everybody's marriage where certain requests are made.
Did the mask come out again?
You'll get the old eye roll and the, are you fucking serious? And I'll reply, yes, honey, I am. We got to practice for the show.
And then she goes get the donkey and says, when do we go to Guadalajara?
That cost me some good boy points this week, I tell you that. Anyway, panel operator tonight is Morps yet again. BSV here is for comic relief. And Madman will be reading the news. So, Madman, what do we have in the news this week?
Well, before we jump into that, speaking of the Blockbuster video mess up, being in... BFE, wherever I am, they thought all anime, since it's animated, belonged in the children's section.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Oh, I remember
dear
this
Jesus,
story.
Dear Jesus, no.
Yeah, so there may have been sex ninjas, but all I remember about the anime is the elf turned into a tree at the end. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a parental figure who rented that, if I remember correctly.
It's cartoons. Children love cartoons.
They do. And Watership Down is a fine cartoon, but it's not for children. Well, it's for young adults. Animal Farm, fantastic cartoon, but probably for your young adult.
Well, Animal Farm, Island of Dr. Monroe, all classic movies, and only one of them fits the first story of the evening. Animal-human hybrids to be developed in Japan after a controversial, well, I don't know if the ban was controversial, but after a ban was controversially lifted.
And no one's surprised that this is coming out of Japan.
I think the appropriate response is just, oh, damn it.
Come on, y'all don't want to pre-order your Catwoman?
Part of me does not want to answer this publicly.
They've been a fixture of anime for a while.
Yeah, but they're just now getting around to making them, so given a few years to make it viable, I mean, I think the only people who are going to be interested in those Japanese cat girls, or at least for the next, let's say 19 years, are going to be pedophiles. So really, no, not interested at the moment. Thanks.
I'm not a big anime watcher, especially when it comes to cat ladies. Do they have like two sets of ears, one on top of their head, the cat ears and the human ears?
That's the question that doesn't really get answered. I'm guessing no.
Oh, they just opened a Pandora's box here. It's going to start a fucking nerd fight.
The only time I've ever seen them in anime, they always held long hair covering up where their human ears should be.
Exactly. So you never know.
Oh, so this is an actual thing.
Yes, this is an actual thing.
Fuck.
And this story comes from The Independent, if anyone wants to look this up and cry. So, animal-human hybrids are being developed in embryo from an embryo form in Japan after the government repealed a ban on stem cell research. Human cells are grown in a rat or a mouse embryo and then brought to term in a surrogate animal as part of an experiment carried out at the University of Tokyo. Supporters of the work say Supporters say the work, led by renowned geneticist Hermistu Nakichu.
Welcome to my world on decking.
great man, probably a genius. He is now Sensei Fried Noodles. If I have to refer to him,
I was
going to
say, Madman, if you can't pronounce the real name, we don't mind doing a bit of casual racism. Sensei Noodle is fine.
Sensei Noodle. Could be the virtual first steps towards eventually growing organs that can be transplanted into people. Oh, God, he's going to clone a human. Have a human. And then butcher the human for spare parts. We have sci-fi movies based on this. Like, The Island, I think, was the last one.
Why are they bothering going through all the extra steps? Just call it Planned Parenthood. Don't they have, like, bins of extra parts out back?
That's... Yeah, but they don't let them grow large enough to be useful.
But this is... I'm going to take a little serious track here for a second. This is really the next giant conversation humans have to be having, isn't it?
Yeah, do these things have souls? Because...
Yeah,
they're taking, it's going to be a human embryo. Because rats have shit tons of eggs, they're sucking the embryo out of the nucleus out of a rat egg. Injecting fertilized human embryo's nucleus into the rat egg. It's then a zygote. Implanting it into an animal to mature, something large enough for a human to grow in, so let's say a cow or a horse, then the cow or the horse is giving birth to a human, and then we're letting the baby human grow large enough to kill it and transplant its organs.
Are they going to build
the
it a labyrinth
here?
Because I feel like it needs a labyrinth.
It should. But the only reason these even can be called, if I'm reading this correctly, human-animal hybrids, we're not splicing in the animal genome into the clone itself. Not all DNA is held in the nucleus. some are held in the part of the cell that actually generates energy, but
mitochondrial
DNA. So some of the DNA is in the mitochondria. Those aren't going to be removed from the cell, so it's going to have some rat, but not enough to really matter or care, because hell, the DNA in that might even be the same as what's in human mitochondria, because they're performing the same functions. But they're talking about growing humans in animals to slaughter them for body parts.
We are going to get some amazingly, fantastically fucked up diseases and bioweaponry out of this research.
I'm not sure how many extra diseases this is going to add.
Anything that can hop species.
That already happens.
Direct route.
One thing that I thought when I first read the headline, that I thought they were taking characteristics from an animal and then splicing it into the human genome. And I figured we would have an argument about whether or not that's ethical, what this is going to do to us. And I was going to happily point out to everyone in here, we probably already have bits of random animal DNA in us.
Sure. We all saw that episode of Star Trek.
Oh, it's not the whole devolve into whatever you previously were. We found that when bacteria and viruses go from animal to animal, even if they don't infect us, if we don't get sick, let's say I've got, I don't know, for argument's sake, a flu bug from a spider enters me. That flu virus was already attacking the spider, and whatever bits of it the spider coughed out may have linked with spider DNA. And then I breathe in the virus, it attacks me and implants spider DNA in a few of my cells. So we've already have DNA jumping species this way naturally.
Now I'm afraid to be around spiders in case they have a fucking head cold.
Well, spiders, whatever animal you can substitute, it's all of them. So we already have bits of random code from other animals being inserted into us naturally. That's one of the ways evolution theoretically works. But if we're doing it and knowing what gene sequences we're putting in, instead of randomly getting hair that can feel vibrations like on a spider's leg, we might get, you can see a wider variety, a wider portion of the electromagnetic spectrum. I forget what animals can do that, but several of them can. And then we just get better eyesight.
Yeah,
selectively choose what we want to incorporate into ourselves.
Yeah, but they're not doing that. They're just growing hybrids
people.
to full term. Possibly keeping them around for a couple of years until someone comes along and goes, I want that one.
Like, I need a kidney.
Hmm.
Well, wow. It's more of, you make a clone of yourself, keep it in a tank, then when you need parts, you have spare parts.
But is it ethical?
No, because what they're basically doing is using another animal as an overcomplicated artificial insemination, and then using a living animal as a surrogate mother rather than a test tube or just putting it back in a human. So, I mean, I guess unless the thing comes out and has a rat's nose or some other obviously chimeric features, it's going to look like a person. It's going to look like a baby, right?
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
So the amount of DNA from the rat is so small, it's likely not to show up in any characteristics.
I know, but that's my point, is that it's basically they've come up with an overcomplicated way of artificially cloning people just so that they can make spare parts. And like you said, a lot of sci-fi movies do this. But, I mean, if this is really what they're going to do just for spare parts, what are they going to do the first time one of those babies, like, says a word or starts to crawl or something where they let it get old enough to do that kind of shit? I mean, if you were to take the child that's produced through this and place it with a family or even an orphanage or something, would anybody know? Probably not.
It depends on how old the cells used to clone it are. And the reason I say this is every clone we've done so far has, I forget the name of the disease, but it's where you grow old fast. And that's because the telomeres in the cells that we're using for cloning, they're the length of whatever age the donor is. So if you were to use my cells to clone something, you're cloning effectively 30-something-year-old cells in a baby. So it's going to start out looking like a baby, but the baby is going to not just mature, it's going to mature at its normal rate, but it's going to grow old faster than the normal rate.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, so it's going to look like those little kids in Akira that are old people.
It'll be the little kids in Akira, effectively.
Yeah, we also
that's
have
a creepy world.
Yeah, that movie ended pretty weirdly too. So, I think this is a. I think that they've just added a whole bunch of extra steps to the Xeroxing people thing to try to justify that they just want to grow people to use for parts.
And this is bizarre because we're already at the point where we're growing parts. We don't need to grow the whole person. We're able to grow a kidney or a heart or whatever.
Yeah, there's been some early experimentation with the, spraying stem cells basically, but on like a framework and actually having them form into organs.
Aren't particularly good results. We've had the best results actually just taking the cells of an organ. Like, here are kidney cells, spray-painting them on the framework, and they grow kidneys.
Well, the reason I remember reading that is because it was a 3D printing thing. So it's,
they were taking existing lungs, cleaning them, and then regrowing. Something like that.
The issue we're having is just getting the framework. Yeah. So some scientists have been experimenting, like a pig kidney is effectively the same size and everything as a human kidney. So they're taking pig kidneys, dissolving the proteins on them in a certain fat that leaves the all of our organs are wrapped in kind of a membrane.
Yeah.
That has the framework of vessels and everything that the organ's going to need to function. It leaves that membrane intact, but dissolves the kidney.
So that you can then put a human kidney cell on it and regrow it. Preferably
and
some
it
cells
has the correct framework.
Preferably for some cells from somebody who's either the person who needs it, if possible, or if the reason they need it is because it's too far gone, someone related to them so that it won't be rejected, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And those are pretty cool. But the whole let's grow a person, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
I don't know if the person has a soul, because that's getting into a bit of metaphysics here, but I don't want to grow babies to kill them.
Yeah, I don't want to get metaphysical about it either, and soul and stuff like that, but I mean, physically, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable that we would do this, but then there's that fucking evil. I don't want to call it evil, it's the curiosity. We should, but maybe we shouldn't just because I feel bad about it. You know what I mean? I don't want to put my feelings in the road.
Well, that's where ethics and all laws are. They're based on my feelings. I feel that society will be terrible if we go around murdering people. That's
but
what
if we're
don't
pre-growing,
do.
It. If we're pre-growing them, madman. But then at what point do we stop using them for gladiatorial fucking shit like that? If you don't use your clone by a certain amount of years and you die before it's used, can we use it in gladiatorial sport? For the masses?
I don't know. I'm thinking you'd still be using it for parts because even if I don't use the kidneys, a lot of other people could use those kidneys.
Yeah, but they've got their own clone.
Ooh, like, if I die, depending on how I die, can they transplant my brain from me to the clone?
Yeah, but I don't want you, being like a flesh pimp and selling pots of your own dude. You know what I mean? That's going to be a little creepy.
Now, once we get the telomere problem solved, if we're going to go the evil cloning things route, grow a clone of yourself and then have its brain removed in its 20s and your brain installed, like perpetual youth, clone style.
I don't know if I want perpetual
until your
youth.
Brain turns to mush.
Well, hopefully we'll have the Ghost in the Shell implants perfected by then, so then you can just swap.
Well, if Elon Musk gets his way, we'll all be wet-wired soon. That's some creepy shit right there. Your wet wiring brought to you by Tesla. Fuck that. Anyway, we've beaten this horse. Time to get some more organs. Madman, what else do we have?
Oh, let's see. What other screwed up things can we do? Oh, this is screwed up. It comes from News Hub. U.S. woman charged after peeing on potatoes at a Walmart.
Not my president.
Not my woman pissing on potatoes. That bitch should be shot.
This is why you thoroughly wash your fruit and vegetables, people. Current year and all.
Or maybe, you know, if you pick up the potato and it's a little soggy. You...
How much pee did she have?
A woman has turned herself into police following a bizarre photo crime in the United States. She turned her... Okay. The 20-year-old allegedly urinated on potatoes at a local Walmart store. South of Pittsburgh. Oh, God, thank you. It's nowhere near me. According to the West Mifflin Bureau, Borough Police Department, workers at the store were alerted to the act when an employee noticed a puddle of pee on the floor in the produce section. Oh, God, she hocked up on the display and urinated.
God damn.
What is wrong with people nowadays?
Go to beat the ice cream licking.
Police were then called and reviewed the security footage revealing a woman urinating in the potato bins the night before.
Wow. That takes a bit of effort, man. Like, there was definitely thought going into this crime. Not a lot of thought. But it definitely required thought.
The mystery urinator was then identified as Grace Brown. Yes, everyone Facebook stalk Grace Brown. Send her hate. I am calling for any minions we have to do this. Cops, feel free to hunt me down. This woman deserves to be flamed on. Grace Brown. Somewhere near West Mifflin Bureau, a borough in Pittsburgh, pisses on potatoes at Walmarts. I don't think we should harm her, but we should annoy the fuck out of her every time she's on the internet. Send her the weirdest photos you can find.
Of yourself pissing on vegetables? Is that where we're going with this campaign, Madman?
Oh God, no, we don't want to encourage her. I was thinking something like, I don't know, goatee or dogs being deep fried. Something to either gross her out or disturb her.
Well, okay, suggestion for the judge, since she did turn in herself. You know, just require them to plug a potato up there so she can't do it again.
There you go. Okay.
I mean, they can use one of those little, little russet, or not a russet, what's the, like, the little golden potatoes? What are those called? You can use a little one so you don't actually hurt her, but, you know.
Miss Brown was charged with criminal mischief, open lewdness, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness. No, I want her charged with food contamination.
I think, too. That's ridiculous. Give it 25 years.
Actually,
oh, we've heard that law as well.
How much, I don't care if she's drunk.
How much would it... I mean, think about... Okay. How many bags of potatoes are typically in one of those displays?
Oh,
probably be quite a few kilos.
30?
You think about
it's the 10-pound bags, they're about 30 in the display.
Okay, how much was one of
those? They've moved to smaller ones, yeah.
Hmm. So what, let's say 60. 60, say, 5-pound bags?
Yeah.
So how much would a 5-pound bag cost?
Oh,
it depends on which one you're getting. The Yukon Golds, the yellow ones you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
a 5-pound bag is $4 or $5. The Russets are $3 or $4. I'm sorry, the Idahos are $3 or $4. The Russets are like $2 or $3.
Here we go. I'm just going on the website right now. So
10-pound bag.
$2.50 for a 5-pound bag of potatoes. So we'll just bring up calculator.
You're getting ripped
here
off, man.
$2.50 times 60. Oh, that's not nearly enough.
Dude, I got a better one. Potatoes here, 10-pound bag, $3.94.
Well, saying charge her with the food contamination laws we have. Send her away for 25 years.
Well, I was assuming every bag of potatoes in that display was going to be ruined. So it's like, well, let's just see how much that actually costs. Well, it comes up to about $150. So it's like, okay, that's not enough. But
yeah, it's still classified as a misdemeanor. But, dude, that's what I can charge you with food contamination. Fuck it.
Yeah. I forget the actual name of the law, but it was pretty much drafted when people were poisoning Tylenol tablets.
Did that ever actually happen, or was that just
was
that
real? Yeah, I was going to say, is that real?
It was real. It didn't last long. There weren't very many contaminated bottles out there, and it happened in the 80s.
Yeah, I always
that's the reason the penalty's so high, is it was people intentionally poisoning. No one ever thought that we would piss on our food in a grocery store.
The
law we have that directly applies to it has a 25-year penalty on it.
It's the future. The children are our future. We have to stop them now. All right.
Going back to the intro, this is somebody who needed to be beaten as a child.
Yes.
Repeatedly.
I'm thinking we're going with the Kunta Kinte, beat the ever-living shit out of him, runaway slave style. let's kick on to another story.
Well, cryogenics. Everyone here is familiar with that, right?
Yeah, that's where they store Walt Disney's head.
I think they're storing all of Walt Disney, aren't they?
I don't know. Yeah, I like the idea of it just being his head.
Well, if you guys could have any part of you cryogenically frozen, what would it be?
Well, the obvious joke is to say the penis.
You've read this story. That's what Jeffrey Epstein said. Jeffrey Epstein wanted to have his penis frozen and brought back to life in the future.
Oh, because he hasn't gotten enough underage girls from now, so he wants to be able to get them, you know, ones that haven't even been born yet. So he's thinking ahead.
I like it. We're the only ones still covering Epstein. Everybody else is like, nope.
He also reportedly wanted to seed humanity by impregnating 20 women at a time.
This dude is just a piece of shit, isn't he? Like, his whole life is just gratification at others' expense. Like, what a fucking ass.
And this story comes from Vanity Fair Hive. I'm not making this shit up. They might be making this shit up, but I am not making this shit up.
That's right. We don't write it. We just tell you about it.
Yep. It's, God.
Damn.
It's finally happened. We finally got into the arc of Jeffrey Epstein's narrative, in which we learned the accused sex trafficker reportedly spent years telling scientists about his dream to seed the human race with his DNA and separately to have his brain and penis cryogenically frozen and brought back to life in the future. So it's not just his penis. He wants everything he thinks with frozen. Both his penis and his brain.
Imagine having the gall. Like, dude, how big does your ego have to be where you go into the doctor and you're just going to, doc, you know what I'm going to do? Raise my brain and my dick. No. Brain and dick.
He wants lots of 20 women at a time to be impregnated with his genes.
Why don't we just help him with part of this and freeze it now so it'll be well preserved for the future?
I like your thinking, BSV. Let's put it on dry ice right now.
Oh, look, it snapped.
Liquid nitrogen. Nah, man, this guy is a piece of shit.
He's basing his baby ranch on accounts of the repository for germinal choice. The hell is that?
No idea.
Oh, yeah. It's a depository that was supposed to be stocked with the sperm of Nobel laureates.
Wait, what? We do this?
Who wanted to strengthen the human gene pool. So somebody came up with a great idea of going and milking Nobel laureates. Sticking their spooge in a sperm bank for women to withdraw and impregnate themselves.
Wow.
Oh.
So what's Epstein's great fucking gift to humanity? Pedophilia?
No.
I'm pretty sure we got that down pat years ago with the Greeks.
He was mysteriously able to make $5 billion. Nobody knows how the fuck he was able to do it. I have my suspicions. I can't prove this. It is an opinion. I think he's blackmailing people after having them screw teenagers.
Dude, it's a Polaroid fun saver, and guess what I've got pictures of? That's how he made his money. But it's a fucked up story, but that's why we bring it to you. Anyone got anything else on this? I don't think there's much to be said. But we'll keep Epstein watch every time we're on air. Because fuck him. Batman, next story.
This one's from Yahoo Lifestyle. McDonald's employee fired for refusing service to paramedics. I quote, "We don't accept anyone with a badge."
Millennials.
Okay, if that's the case, let's take his name down and he won't get any service from anybody with a badge. Seems fair to me.
Yeah.
Nice, BSV.
It should be. They should refuse service to him. Fuck him. It's a two-way street.
A McDonald's employee was terminated for refusing to serve two paramedics while mistaking them for police officers. How? I mean, I know you do not have to be a genius to work at McDonald's, but I know people that have worked fast food. Most of them aren't morons.
This one's probably
did paramedics start getting guns and tasers and all that?
I think they should. I think fair a paramedic ought to be armed. Because, you know, when that drug addict wakes up in the back of their van starts trashing the thing, just, you know, a little bit of force compliance there, I think, would do them good.
Actually, I've heard the argument from the paramedic side that they don't want to be armed.
I don't think they should be forced to be armed, but no. I think if they want to, it's cool.
Well, we'll just have our regular non-armed paramedics, then in case of emergency, our armed paramedics.
You show up in SWAT gear and say stop resisting.
Be like, so when you call 911 for paramedics, do you request armed or unarmed? Wait, do you get to have it your way?
No, is you just call and become it's like whoever shows King? Up. Whoever shows up. Either they feel comfortable with a gun or they don't. Oh, the McDonald's employee tells Quinn, Anthony Quinn, that's the name of the paramedic, we don't accept officers here.
He Pretty tells sure her, that's a not a McDonald's policy.
No.
I'm not an officer. He then says, anyone with a badge.
I didn't realize paramedics had badges.
Yeah.
I thought they had arm patches.
It depends on where you are.
Okay. So the paramedics actually have a number?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know that I like the paramedic immediately going to, I'm not a cop, as opposed to, why don't you serve cops, you fucking dumbass?
Yeah.
This sounds like a SJW Antifa thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We don't serve your kind here.
Yeah.
And at that point, you say, I'd like to speak to a manager. Well, I'm not going to call a manager for your kind here. Then you just throw a scene so one comes over, and, you know, problem solved. Probably with the dumbass getting walked out the door, because McDonald's is not going to want to get involved in that shit.
I'm going to go way out on a limb here and say that this paramedic was probably a white guy. Just going away. Just putting it out there. Putting it out there. That's all.
Well, Anthony Quinn. Very Anglicized.
That sounds like a black name. Very Hispanic sounding name. This is definitely stupid. And McDonald's should fucking have definitely fired this guy. And then publicly shamed him. But how come every time I pop something in my mouth to eat, all you guys shut the fuck up?
To point out that you're eating.
Sorry, I was taking a drink. Yeah, McDonald's, you should fire this asshole because he's creating new policy for you, which is not great. But also, too, these kind of things, you really have to nip this kind of shit in the bud, right? Because if you let these kind of SJW movements or just any of these kind of political movements, right? I'm picking on SJWs, but if you let them get into your company and they start hiring their friends, it suddenly can get very difficult to get the ideology out of your company. See Gillette, they just announced a $5 million loss, or was it million or billion? I don't know.
Billion.
Billion. Yeah, Gillette just lost a lot of money because of that crazy ass, anti-man ad. Yeah. They announced they're down a lot of money.
Yeah, same.
I switched brands for that specifically.
I did too, actually.
A lot of people did, man, considering they lost billions. But it's the same with one of those online newspapers that keeps getting sold. I forget the name of it. But anyway, the dude bought it. He's going, well, I'm going to make it a profit-focused newspaper. And they all start bitching about the hiring policies and that there are too many white people are there. And they start doing hit pieces on their own fucking employer. Like,
that's a way to get canned.
Well, not only that, but that's what I'm talking about. It's like once you get let that can be. I'm picking on that one specifically because it's easy and there's examples of it right now. But any time where you have these kind of what would you call it, political movements that are willing to take hold of people's employment, like I'll talk politics at work, but if somebody starts getting really excited about it, we stop. Because it's like, no, this is the office. We don't need anybody, you know, preaching their politics. Yeah. We just need to, you know, hey.
Look, I'd go one step further than that. You shouldn't even bring up politics at work.
Probably not. You're probably right.
Your politics are your politics. That's the problem. Your feelings are your fucking feelings. Stop talking about them. Your politics is your politics. Stop fucking talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you got a group of people and you're comfortable talking with them and you know nobody's going to go running to HR or get super upset, then okay, yeah, fine, right? But that's a judgment call, and you're right that the correct answer is usually not to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is right now is people are getting butthurt I have several friends and many family members that disagree with me on everything about politics. But we can have the discussion. I don't think that they're monsters. They don't think that I'm a monster. And we can grill a steak and have a beer. It's getting to the point where you can't do that anymore. And if businesses start choosing which side of the line they're on, that's just going to hasten a civil war. Michael Jordan had the best statement on this. He was once asked, "Why don't you get political?" And Michael Jordan just looked at the reporter and said, and this is the only way I know anything about his politics, but he says, "Republicans buy sneakers too."
He apparently does give a lot of money to Democrats, but that's whatever, because he's not very open or public about it.
It's but dude, he's not his grandstanding. Money, but if you ever watch any of his commercials, it's, "I'm hawking my product. I'm Michael Jordan. I'm a cool guy." And he also gives a shit ton of money to charity and helps kids. So
he's I'm a not good person
that I disagree
it.
With.
Yeah.
But he's not shoving it down my throat. So I have no problem buying a pair of Air Jordans. Now, Gillette shoved a political message down my throat, and now I don't buy Gillette.
Yeah. And that's fine. As a consumer, that's your choice.
We need to get to the point where businesses are, "I'm here to sell you a burger. I'm here to sell conservatives, liberals, commies, everyone who's not here to hurt somebody, I will happily sell you a burger."
Yeah.
And then we might even discuss politics and religion.
Well, don't do a Starbucks. Don't do a Starbucks, dude.
Hi,
what would you like? Would you like to talk about race in America today?
I don't think the company should talk about it, but if I'm at a pub drinking a beer, eating some nachos, and discussing politics with either my conservative or liberal friends, or hopefully all of us around a table shitting on each other, we can have fun and drink beer.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
But if even if I was in that line at McDonald's and the dude says, "Sorry, we don't serve people with badges," and the guy left, I think I'd leave with him.
Oh, I'd get up.
Yeah.
I'd leave.
There's no place for that.
So you're sitting in a job interview and you say, "By the way, this job is minimum wage and part-time. Get the fuck up and get out of there."
Unless that's exactly what you're looking for.
This McDonald's isn't always corporate. If this is a chick working at a franchise, it could cost the owner their franchise license.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, because a lot of people, when they see McDonald's, they think the corporation, but around here, you can buy into it.
Because this actual news piece here actually hurts McDonald's. It's negative publicity. And I'm pretty sure that comes into your contract.
Yeah, there are certain items you have to sell. And you can't make McDonald's look bad. So if you're a franchise owner, someone from corporate every so often inspects your restaurant to make sure you're not going to give McDonald's a bad name. But that's one reason why they say only at participating McDonald's.
Yeah.
Is all the corporate ones will accept it, but a franchisee has a choice as to whether or not to observe that sale. And they might throw something on sale that corporate doesn't have on sale.
Damn it, Madman, now I want a burger.
All right, let's move on then. Get away from fast foods.
I would go with Five Guys over McDonald's if you're getting a burger, Morps.
Well, I might have actually just pulled up Grubhub to see if anything was still open.
Oh, yeah, where you are. But don't get a burger where you are. I want Indian food. Get Indian food. Or send me Indian food. They don't have it here. We need to import some of them.
We'll send Indians right away.
Just enough to make one restaurant.
We'll drive down here tomorrow. We'll go get some.
Well, all right, non-food-related topics. What do we have next?
Sports-related. Let's go sports-related. Brazilian prisoners seen playing soccer with rivals severed heads.
That's sports it related. Back.
It's good South American tradition right there.
They're bringing it back.
So, shocking video has emerged of prisoners in Brazil playing soccer with the decapitated heads of rivals in the aftermath of a massive riot that killed at least 57 inmates.
Does a head make a good soccer ball?
I don't think it's going to go straight very well because heads aren't particularly round, and no matter how clean the cut, you usually have a bit of neck stump as well.
That would be kind of you'd probably want a toe guard on your shoe too, since
in case you catch the teeth.
Skull
yeah.
Isn't a soft thing.
Yeah, it is kind of hard. And then what if you get the neck stump? You're going to have goo on your foot.
Yeah.
Dang it, it's stuck. That somebody pull the head off.
That can actually be a slip hazard. You need those special non-slip shoes like the guy at McDonald's was wearing.
All right, mental note. Put in, please don't eat while listening to this show. In a disclaimer. God damn, some dude at McDonald's is like choking up fucking chips and fucking nuggets and stuff.
Well, the chilling footage appears to show the barbaric prisoners kicking around the severed heads at the Altamira Regional Recovery Center. That's not a recovery center.
It sounds really like people who needed to be in prison.
In the northern state of Pará.
That's my point. If they were in prison and playing, you know, playing some head ball there, it sounds to me like they deserve to be there.
Yeah. Officials say 16 prisoners were decapitated in the free-for-all between the Rio de Janeiro-based Comando Vermelho and a local crime group known as Commando Class A. I love that name. It was so easy. Commando Class A. The leaders of Commando Class A set fire to the cell belonging to one of the prisoners' pavilions where the members of Commando Bermelho, the other guys, were located. Oh, they pulled a red wedding. They set the tent on fire, waited for them to come out, start fucking killing people.
Yep. Because that's
Except
how
this
they
is
do.
The prison block.
That's how they do.
Where were the guards?
Dude,
they were hiding inside where it was safe, and I don't blame them. I would be too.
Dude, they don't actually have guards inside the prisons. They only have them at the gates. These are quite common for family members and that to spend the night and stuff in these prisons. They're too dangerous to have prison guards inside the prison. That's why there were no prison guards.
The state prison's head, Harbos Vasconcelo, said the police.
Just call him Teeny Tiny Hat Wearer.
Teeny Tiny Hat Wearer. Said the blaze had spread rapidly, with prisoners held in containers. They don't even have them in jail cells. They're fucking held in shipping containers and whatever they have around, with a wall built around it. Fucking A.
Dude, first world country.
Units that had been adapted for lockup while another building is under construction. It's a temporary prison.
And you wonder why there's problems at the southern border.
Oh.
Who wouldn't want to get out of this shithole?
The fire prevented police from entering the building for several hours. The cops were like, fuck that shit. It's on fire. Let them riot. Can they get out? What's the worst going to happen? They're going to fucking burn to death. Leave them in.
I believe that was the chief's final thoughts on the matter. Fuck them. They can't get out. What's the worst that can happen?
Well, this almost sounds like an Arkham City style situation.
It does, doesn't it?
They cut the operating budget by at least 57 prisoners. Those people you don't have to fucking feed anymore. Depending on how much damage the fire did, they may have come out ahead. And those heads are now being used to play soccer.
Oh,
my soul.
Central America. Where the jihadis are even too scared to go.
It was a targeted attack, gentlemen. They didn't accidentally murder these guys, cut off their heads, and play soccer.
Well, imagine, you know, I was really fucked up on goofballs at the time, and when I woke up, they were already playing soccer, so I was like, well, okay, we'll just stop. You know, just let it go at this point.
About sending a message. You think about it, that's what they did. They sent a message. This is how fucked up we can get. Do you really want to fuck with us other drug gang?
It's not just about killing your enemy. It's making them understand that they were wrong to oppose you in the first place.
There you go. Like, the next... The next level up, prisoners were seen wearing the skin of their rivals as human coats. That's the only next level you can go after the beheading.
It's lampshade time. I mean, you know.
It was a targeted attack. The aim was not to show that it was... Oh, I'm sorry. The aim was to show that it was a settling of accounts between the two groups. Not a protest or a rebellion against the prison system. They have no problem with the prison system. It was that group fucked up.
Yeah, no. They're just doing their jobs. We can't hold that against them. That's their job. Now, those fuckers over there, on the other hand...
Wow.
They're messing with us.
No, Warden, we got no problem with the prison. It's just those fuckers over there keep looking at us weird. We're going to cut their fucking heads off.
And yep. 10 minutes later, oh, fuck, they actually cut their heads off.
Yeah.
According to the warden, that's what happened. Authorities found makeshift knives after the riot, but no firearms.
They were expecting firearms?
Yeah. You can get anything in an American prison. That's why I always say, I don't believe you when you say you can keep me safe after you ban guns. Because you can't keep them out of a prison. If you can't keep a gun out of a prison, you're not going to keep it off of my street. So I want one too to protect myself.
Well, mental note, don't go to prison in America and definitely don't go to prison in Brazil.
I need to find the article for you. There was a... fun write-up. Apparently a guy took a piece of wood in the prison shop, carved it to look like a gun, painted it, and was able to use it to get fairly far on his way to breaking out.
That's not bad. But there was a... I can get you one better. There's that woman last year who smuggled a 45 into jail. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
because there's only... You can break it down and you're going to get pretty much three pieces. The top of the receiver, the spring, and then the bottom with the little handle and trigger.
This wasn't broken down.
That's a risky stuff right there.
Well,
unloaded?
No, you wouldn't have that unloaded in case of emergency.
You'd leave the clip in under the handle.
Hopefully she had a trigger guard, because that is not... That's one place you definitely don't want the gun going off.
Well, dude, you're making smart decisions. Let's just say that. A little long-term thinking.
Well, the authorities thought it was best to transfer 10 prisoners to a different location. 46 prisoners to a different location. 10 of them to stricter ones. So, what was left of the losing side?
Wow.
Was removed from the prison for their own safety.
That's assuming that gang doesn't have contacts on the outside to take care of the ones that were moved.
Yeah, I think they settled up pretty well. I'd say the debt is paid in full. They're probably going to be all good now. But, wow. On that note, we're going to call it a day. Like, just buy them soccer balls. It's going to be easy. All right, Mops. Got any final statements, you know, declarations?
I've heard of creative prison crafting before, but that's just taking it to the next level.
Yeah, it takes a whole push with the cock you got to a whole new level, right?
Yeah.
BSV, any final statements, declarations of war or independence?
I came up with a new program similar to Scared Straight, but the people that refuse people with badges or that, we're going to send them for a day trip into those prisons.
It only takes one.
It's the same argument with guns on the border. You don't need a lot of guns. You just need one, right? And then a big fucking scoreboard on the American side. And every time you shoot one of the bastards jumping the fence, you put a one up there. It could be like a giant baseball thing. And each week we can bet on how many try and make it.
My God, you imagine the people losing their shit if a scoreboard was put up?
Oh. Under my presidency, there will be a lot of scoreboards and camps. Summer camps, winter camps, day camps, night camps.
Soccer camps.
Madman, any declarations, final statements?
I saw something I never thought I would see, but part of me is kind of happy to see it. Man uses shower gun after burglar breaks in while he's in the shower. Who the fuck has a shower gun?
Who doesn't have a shower gun? How dare you? You do not bleed red, white, and blue, sir. You do not have a .45 in the shower.
When I get the 9mm I'm looking at, I may have to turn my .38 into a shower gun now.
Dude, I'm thinking, like, you know how they have the towel rack? You could have like a fucking towel on the bottom and a 12 gauge at the top.
No, like in your bathroom. It's going to need to be in a container with a seal on it to prevent it from getting wet.
But if you don't have it in the shower, you just have it on the rail. You know?
Oh, you're still going to have steam from the shower.
You could just shrink wrap it. That way, all you have to do is push your finger through the trigger guard. And you're good to go.
Okay.
Drink wrapping guns. There you go. No need to wear gloves anymore.
I was thinking a tackle box with a good seal dick tacked to the inside of the shower with a .38 in it.
Well, depending on how good your shower is, you may not need an entire tackle box with a good seal. Just, you know, three sides blocking the water from coming in. I mean, you know, that way you can just reach up into the box to get the gun quickly in case of an unexpected shower break-in.
Yeah. That man was thinking.
Not only that, imagine the pure terror on that burglar's face as, you know, a naked, dripping wet man comes at him with a .45. Because, I mean, as we all know, fear makes your food taste better. And... I'm suddenly not sure where this is going, so I should stop talking.
Dude, it just reminds me of that Green Tech story where a dude is like butt naked, chucks on the cowboy boots, grabs a 12 gauge, runs out to confront the burglars in the front yard. But in between the excitement of grabbing the 12 gauge, he's fully erect. And instead of yelling, get fucked, he goes, who wants to get fucked? Anyways, show's over. Get off my lawn.
White people!
That's the wrong sound effect. That's the wrong sound effect.
I fuck the intros, you fuck the outros.
I tried, and I tried even more. I cried, and I can't recall what for. I pressed, I pushed, I've yelled, I begged in hopes of some success. But the inevitable fact is that it never will impress. No more fucks to give, my fucks have run up dry. I tried to go fuck shopping, but there's no fucks left to buy. I've no more fucks to give, no more fucks I've tried to get. I'm over my fuck budget, and I'm now in fucking debt. I strive to get everything done. I've played by all the rules, but I've very rarely won. I've smiled, I've charmed, I've wooed and laughed, alas, to no avail. I've run round like a moron to unequivocally fail. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck fuse has just blown. I've been hunting for my fucks all day, but they've upped and fucked off home. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck rations are depleted. I've rallied my fuck army, but it's been fucking defeated. The effort has just not been worth the time or the expense. I've exhausted all my energy for minimal recompense. The distinct lack of acknowledgement has now to realize that I don't give a fuck at all. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have flown away. My fucks are now so fucked off they refuse to fucking stay. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have gone insane. They've come back round and passed me while they're fucking off again. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have all dissolved. I plan many projects, but my fucks won't be involved. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have all been spent. They fucked off from the building, and I don't know where they went. I've no